Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast, presented by our friends at Carl Chevrolet. If you're looking to upgrade your vehicle, or you maybe need to add a vehicle to what you currently have, our friends at Carl Chevrolet will give you as good a deal as you can find. Just check them out in Ankeny and Stewart. Carl Chevrolet, the presenting sponsors of the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast. Cyclones fall to TCU 89-83 tonight at Hilton Coliseum. Cyclones drop to 13-14, 4-11 in Big 12 play. And obviously, you know, the basketball is... honestly, basketball didn't really feel all that important tonight. And it was just kind of a weird game. You know, the Cyclones obviously only had seven guys available for the entire night after the injuries to Solomon Young, Nick Waller-Babb. But more than anything, tonight was about Donovan Jackson. 27 points on 7 of 19 shooting, 4 of 12 from three-point range. Goes 9 of 10 from the free throw line. 4 assists, a block, a steal, 3 rebounds in 33 minutes. You know, he came back into the game after rolled his ankle or cramped in his calf or something. We didn't really ask him. But obviously at this point, you know, everybody's heard about the passing of his father, Don, over the weekend at the age of 52. Unexpected. He was here for the Cyclones game against Kansas last week. And, you know, Donovan went out there and flat out, he played his ass off, you know. And you could see it from the minute that he stepped on the court when this game started, that he was locked in. And, you know, I still have both my parents, so it's hard for me to really relate to the situation. But I got so much effing respect for Donovan Jackson tonight. So much respect. Because that kid, like I said, he played his ass off. And then he came right into the press conference after you lose the game, and he talked about it. And he talked about his dad, and he talked about what made tonight different. And he didn't have to do that, you know. He could have easily said no. But that's not Donovan Jackson. And that's a kid that in... You know, I've been doing this now 5 years. I've been covering Iowa State basketball for Cyclone Fanatic. And Donovan Jackson is one of the good ones. Obviously, he's a hell of a player. We all know that. Moved into the top 10 in three-pointers made in a single season tonight. Past Scott Christofferson. But that kid's been a fighter. As long as he's worn Cardinal and gold, and that's... You know, it's been really cool to see his career go through here these last couple of years. It's been cool to see him have some of the success that he's had this year. And you just wish that, you know, that success had translated into more W's, because he deserves it. And he's always going to be remembered for that shot against Kansas down at the Fog. But I want everybody to remember him for what he did tonight, too. Because this was a hell of a performance, a gutty performance. And I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I just got so much damn respect for that kid right now. It takes a lot to come out and do that. And it gets me emotional just thinking about it, just because, you know, it was a couple years ago I lost my grandpa. And he was this, you know, I was really close to him. And it was hard to do anything for days, weeks even, for Donovan to come out and do this 3 days, 4 days, whatever, after what's happened to him. Man, it's really something. And I hope that everybody in Cyclone Nation is praying for him tonight. And just keep him in your thoughts, you know. Because I said this on Stands and Fits last night. 5 years from now, we're going to look back at Donovan Jackson's career numbers. Or you're going to look back at the top 10, you know, top three-point shooters in Iowa State history. And Donovan Jackson's name is going to be on that list. And it's hard to believe considering he's only been here for 2 seasons. But, man, this kid can shoot the freaking basketball. And it's really cool to see him, you know, play well after everything that he's been through the past couple days. Cameron Lard and Lindell Wigginton both score 14 points. Lindell went 5 of 13 from the field, 2 of 7 from 3. Really struggled early in the game. Cam goes 5 of 11 from the field, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, grabs 8 boards. Zoran Talley scores 12 points, grabs 6 boards. Jeff Beverly comes off the or starts, I guess, actually, 7 points, 3 of 5 shooting. Jacoby Long comes in the game to knock down a 3-pointer. Terrence Lewis finally knocks down a couple threes. You know, it looked like he maybe had a little more confidence in his shot again, and they're going to need him to have it. You know, Donovan won't be with the team on Saturday. His dad's funeral is going to be that day, so he will not be with the team in Morgantown. And that's going to leave him with 6 guys. You know, assuming that Hans Brace is not going to be available, which I think is a pretty safe assumption at this point. So, you know, they're walking into a buzzsaw, man, up against Press Virginia. And it's going to be an interesting game, that's for sure. Cyclone shot 46% from the field, only 9 turnovers. What else here? 9 of 25 from 3. And really, I mean, TCU just owned him in the paint. You know, 50 points to 28 points in the paint. Desmond Bain goes for 27 points, 10 of 15 shooting. Vlad Brodzianski, who I felt like was probably the biggest mismatch that the Frogs were going to have on Iowa State tonight, goes for 14, 4 of 7 shooting, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. You know, with everything that this team's been through in the last 3 days or whatever, it's hard to look at this game and feel too bad about it. You know, I just, like I said, my only takeaway from this game is that I've got a hell of a lot of respect for Donovan Jackson. And everybody else in Cyclone Nation should too tonight. So, you know, pray for him. Call your mom and dad. Tell them you love them. Life's short. And this kind of thing can put a lot of stuff into perspective. That's for sure. Thanks for tuning into the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast presented by our friends at Carl Chevrolet. I'll say again, I've been saying it all week, Cyclone Fanatic recruiting party tomorrow night, Thursday, at the district venue in Ankeny. Special guests will be in attendance. Happy hour starts at 5. Cyclone Fanatic radio show from 6 to 7 on 1460 KXNO will be set up in the district venue. And then the special guests will arrive at 7. They'll be mingling with all the fans and stuff like that starting around 7:30. They'll do a talk and all kinds of stuff like that. So that's tomorrow night at the district venue in Ankeny, the Cyclone Fanatic recruiting party. It's going to be a hell of a time. Hope to see everybody out there. And even rain, snow, or sleet, or whatever, we'll be out there having fun, and we hope to see everybody else out there having fun as well. So, thanks for tuning in to the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast presented by Carl Chevrolet, and I will talk to you guys again soon.